This is Gemara Bamitzia. Excuse me. Excuse me. Daf Samach Ches. And we're holding the bottom of Samach Zayin Amid Beis. We're about 13 lines from the bottom. The two dots, Pshita. As we continue the scenarios of a Malve, of a Leive with a Mashkin. Again, if I borrow $1 million from you and I take of my field, and I put my field up for collateral, so you have the rights to my field. So the question is, at what point can I pay back the loan potentially? What point can I get you out and get back my field? So says the Gemara of Shita, the following is obvious. Ba'asra demisalki, this is a term that we saw on yesterday's daf very heavily. Asra demisalki means that the borrower is allowed to come back and say, here's the money I owe you and get out of my field. So in a place in which the borrower is allowed to do such, however, the Malva says, I'm not going to allow you. There's the date of repayment. Until that date, I am not leaving this field, says the Gemara. So he made such a condition, and therefore we have to go with his terms. You borrowed money. He said, I'm not leaving before January 1st. Very good, you have the cash in December and you want to get him out of your field. But he told you he's not. Ella, but says the Gemara, Ba'asra delay misalki. What about in the reverse? A place in which you usually do not, you do not have the ability to get the Malva to leave early. Vamar. But in this case, Mistalik, no. The Malva said, I'll be nice. If you have the money early, I'll leave. My, what is the halacha? Sarech lemikna minei oi loy. Does the loyve have to do a form of kinyin? Do they have to make a kinyin in order to make this tanai binding or not? So asks the Gemara. Rapaba Amar Loisarch Lemikna Mine, Rav Shishis Brid Ravidi Amar Sarach Lemikna Mine, Vehilchasa, says the Gemara, what's Lamaisa the Halacha? Is a Kenyan necessary to put into the to put into effect this tonight created by the Malve? Yes, Sarach Lemikna Mine. Case number one of the day is in order for the Malve to obligate himself to leave in the event that the Loive has the money earlier. Be'asra, in a place which that's usually not the minog, you need to make a kinyan. Amar, v'elchasa tzarech lemikna minei, excuse me, Amar, ezel v'aisi zuzi, if the leiva says, ezel v'aisi zuzi, I'm going to go and get back money. Therefore, he tells the malva, please stop eating, consuming, utilizing this field. The Malva's been on the field, eating the pay raise, etc. The Leiva says, I'm going to get the cash. Enough. Don't touch the field anymore. What's the halacha? Loyachal. The halacha is the Malva is no longer allowed to eat, to utilize the pay raise of the field. If he says, Ezel v'atrach v'aisi zuzi. But if the Leiva says, I'm going to go, I'm going to try, I'm going to matriach to bring you back the money. Then Ravina Amar Achar Marzucha Bridna Ramadri Amar Loyachal. And in this case, what's the halacha? The Hilchasa Loyachal. He's not allowed to eat, even though the loiva is not clear that he has the cash and he's going to have to go and be matriach to get the money. Lemaisa, the halacha is, once he tells the Malvi he's going to get the cash, he's no longer allowed to eat from the payrois. Rav Kahana v'Rababa Rav Ashi loy ochli b'nechaisa. Will not eat even within the normal amounts of nechaisa, the normal amounts of reduction, as we spoke about in the previous daf, that a field is normally reduced at a certain rate, and therefore that should be the amount that the malva should for sure be able to consume. Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, and Rav Ashi didn't even do that. Ravina, Achal ben Achaisa, that amount that they did. So says the Gemara, Amar, such, let's understand what's going on. My time with the man, Acha ben Achaisa, me did the Avi Astei Achuza. It's the same din as Astei Achuza. What's Astei Achuza? So we look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Rashi fills us in the Pasukim Vayikra that says, Leftaisa min Ahektish Vishash Ashanim, Shari Yoyvel Sela, Podin Lashana, Kvi Cheshboin, Chamishim Shekel. Excuse me. Kvi Cheshboin. Chamishim Shekel Abizera, Chaymer Sayrin Larba. Larba invitation Shanasa Yoyvel. That Astei Achuza, an ancestral field, there's a regular amount that could be utilized per year within the 49-year time period, as a field would go back at year 50. So Astei Achuza, when it comes to Astei Achuza, explains the Gemara, Lava Vagav Dekocha Peri Tuva, even though he's eating a lot of peiros every year, still, Amar Rachmana, still, what does the Torah say? As we turn over to Zamaches Amar Aleph, Kaparik La, it's redeemed by a set amount, Barbaim Zuzi. There's a set amount of Arba Zoz, four Zoz, Rashi says, which is one Selah a year. So even though the amount that you could redeem the field is clearly is not equal to the amount that the field produces, still, that's the Xer Zaykosev of how you redeem the field. Hachanami Loishna. Here also, when it comes to a regular mashka and regular nechaisa, the regular devaluation and reduction of the field, it's the same thing that the lender is allowed to utilize and gain from the field that amount each and every year. So that's the man da'amar that says you could, yes, utilize the field. What about the man da'amar that says you do not even eat that amount from the field? Amar Lecha, he's going to respond, what's with this raya from Astei Achuza? Astei Achuza, Hekdeshi, V'rachman Ok Mi'apidyon. And it's a special din d'araisa, that there's a din to redeem it. Hocha Halvayi, it's a regular loan, and therefore, and this really brings out the crux of what the potential issue is, U'mechzika Ribis, looks like Ribis, I lent you $1 million, I'm going to get back my $1 million, and I'm also going to be able to utilize your field at some level. Merci, Kiribis. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ravashi, Amra Li Sabi Demasi Machasya. Says Ravashi, the elders of Masi Machasya related the following to me. Stam Mashkanta. Istam Mashkin is for how long? If you don't specify the time, Shata, it's 1 year. Says the Gemara, Lamay Nafkamina. What's the relevance? The Achala Shata, Mati Misalak Le. That once the lender utilizes the field for 1 year, then the borrower is allowed to come back and pay back the loan and get him out of his field. Viloi. And if it has not been a year, Loi Mati Misalak Le. Like we started off today, Basa Tolim Misalki. So within that time period of a year, Stam Mashkin is a year. You can't get him out. Says the Gemara of Amr Ravashi, another din that the Sabi of Machsa Mechasya, Amr Li Sabi de Machsa Mechasya, the elders, Machsa Mechasya said, my Mashkanta, what is the word Mashkanta, which literally means a pledge properly mean? Dishchuna Gabei. It lives with him. It's living with the lender from the term shachin. L'may nafkamina, l'dina devar metzra, the din devar metzra, which is that a neighboring field has first rights to buy a field, says the Gemara that if the loive were to want to sell this field, the malve is the closest neighbor as he's dwelling within the field and he would get first rights of the field. Amar Rava, 10 lines down, the first one line is Ladina, Les Hilchasa. The following we do not paskin like Kitarshi, Pepunai, Vlokishtari, Mechuznai, Vlokichakiri, Narshai. Three dinim, says Rava, are not lamaisa. Explains the Gemara, what are these three dinim? Kitar shai pepunai. What does it mean? The sales of pepunai. Kitar shai de Rav Papa. This is the sale of Rav Papa, which is what? So Rashi over here, keys us in, going back to Daf Samachay. Schari le posid. You have to choose which amount you're going back. Go back to have some. Hey, we pass like Rav Papa. Shtari machuznai, which is what? That when they make partnerships, one person gives the cash, he would add on the profit that should be had into this investment. And they write it into the shtar. And the reason why we don't do like the shtari de mechuznoi, because who says there's going to be a revach? And therefore, that's the reason why we do not go like the shtari papuna, the shtari mechuznoi, excuse me. Amar le mar bar meimer le ravashi. Abba Avid Achi, my father, a Meimar Lemaisa, would yes do like the Shtari Mechuznai. Chosli Kamay Mehemin Luhu. Except for when someone came and he realized that Lemaisa, there was no Revach, and he believed them, then he didn't collect that part of the business venture. Amar Le, says Ravashi, Tenach Echa Disalidi Dei. Very good. When he's there at the time of payment, therefore you could see if you believe him or not. What are you going to do if he's not there? He's not there, so there's no way to tell whether he's telling the truth. Says the Gemara. These words of Rav Ashi were like a shkaga, like an error that went from the ruler. Meaning the words of Sadiqim are fulfilled, even not always in their context that they were meant to be said. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, Noch Nafshei, the Amimar was Nifter. And the third din that Rava said we don't go with is Chakire Narshai, which is what? That in Narshai, they would write in the document when there was a Mashkin, Mashkin Planya Arya, they would say, so-and-so put his land up, a mashkin, liplanya, for such and such lender. V'hadar chakra minei. And then he leased it back to him for such and such a year. Emas kanya da kanani alei. And the reason why we don't do this is because when was there a kinyan? Meaning when was the malve kaina, so that he could go and lease it back to the Leiva. So therefore, we do not go like the Chakire Narshoi. Says the Gemara Vainna. But nowadays, the Kakasa Yachi, nowadays that we write as follows, Kanina Minei, V'shahinei, Kama Idana, that we write in Amashkin's document that the Malva is making a Kenyan from the borrower, V'shina Kama Idana, and he's having it for a certain amount of time, V'hadar chakra, and then the borrower is leasing it back. Kedei shal tinol delos v'fnei lovin. We don't want people not to lend money, so therefore we allow this to happen. Therefore, shaper dummy. Therefore, we can continue like chakiri narshoi. It says the Gemara lemaisa v'lav milsahi. This is not correct. Why? Explains Rashi over here right before the Mishnah. Tafilu shia nami aser. Why? The ribis gemurahi. Shein kan safik oisa va'eichel shepamim moitzi vein anoite el amaisa. You're always going to be getting more. Therefore, it's bona fide ribis. Therefore, it concludes the Gemara. One should not write such a document. We move on to the Mishnah on the bottom of Samaches Amin Aleph, a famous Mishnah in the world, in the very, very practical world of halvayos, of loans, which is going to be the famous Heter Iska. It's going to be the business venture that we're going to refer to as an Iska venture. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moshivin Chenvini Lemechsis Schar. We do not set up a storekeeper with produce Lemechsis Schar to sell for half the profit. Vloitin Mois Likach Ben Peiros. Nor do we give money to buy Peiros and then sell it Lemechsis Schar to get half the profit. Elohim Kein Noisin Lois Charoi Kipoyel. The only way we're going to give money to another person that he can buy the payrois and then be allowed to pay back profit is if you give him kischarai payel, if you pay him like your worker. If he becomes your worker, then he could pay back as much as he wants because he is now working for you. Ein moed shivin tarne gaila lemechsa, vein shaman agala musyacha lemechsa. You can't commission someone to set up chickens to make eggs, can't commission someone for siachin and agalim, which are herdsmen raising these animals. Again, elim ke nosl schara molayu mezainai, unless you pay him for his hard work. Aval, however, says the Gemara, mekablin agalim usiachin lemechsei, omegadlin oisai atchiu mishulashin v'chamar atchei toyenes. However, what are you allowed to do when it comes to agalim usiachim? You could raise them for half the profit, as well as Megadlinai son, you could raise them until they reach a third of their growth, and then, or Chamar, until it's able to carry a burden. So from here we see that this Iska venture is going to be the way it's going to be allowed. So let's take a moment to look at Rashi, Ein Moshivin Chenvini Lemechsis Schar. Says Rashi, Loyim Arbal Bais Lechenvini, Hare Peres Nimcharim Bishok Barbaim Arba Asab Esela. It's for Asab Barcela. Vata Meichem Bechanos Pruta Pruta. And you sell it piece by piece. Umishtakir Saw. Therefore you gain. Hey, look, Peres. I'm going to give you all the Peres. Bishavu Meicher Tamid. Varevach Nechloik. I'll supply the goods. You sell it. Here's $100 worth of goods that I bought wholesale for $50. You're going to sell it for $100. There's going to be $50 profit. And you're going to give back to me $25. What's the reason? Why? Kustama makabel pragmatria, says Rashi, when you accept merchandise, lamechsich schar, makabel v'achrayis chatzi akeren po'insim. So the guy who's selling it has responsibility for half of the goods. Vizula hilka checha palga kivan de machayve ba'insin ma'alvihi. Say it's you're obligated for anything that happens to half of the law, half of the item is considered a law. That's like sherei shuma hi atzlay b'mayis kishar shok. We evaluate it at the current price. V'dina lito chatzis schar nimsar. What comes out is asik v'chatzis shabala bayis shupi kadoin. Half of it you have liability. Half of it you do not have liability. Atzlay b'scharim tanas mayis hamalva. Therefore, it comes out that you're borrowing and you're paying me back more than you borrowed. You don't pay me when you get the goods. Again, I gave you these $100 of goods that I bought for $50, and you did not pay me $50. You sold them, and then you gave me $75. So that's called schar hamtanas mois. Instead of paying for the goods right now, you pay me more. You gave me more at a later date. Therefore, says the Gemara, that would constitute ribis, and that would be ulcer, unless you pay him as a worker. If he's your worker, then he's working for you. And then you can pay him back what you want, says the Gemara. Tana. And again, without going into extreme depths, but everyone can understand that every investment opportunity is this potential story. Because if I give you $1,000 and then you're going to eventually give me back $1,200, why are you giving me back $1,200? Because money makes money. That's called ribis. That is ulcer. Very good that I got something cheaper that you're going to sell for a higher value. But lemaisa, you're paying me back more than I gave you. That's regular ribis. And that is ulcer. The only way to make a mutter is LMK Naisla's Kisharai Kipoyal, as we'll see further. Says the Gemara that you have to pay him like a poil. Tana kepayel batol. You pay, the storekeeper has to be paid like a payel batol. What does that mean? A payel batol, my kepayel batol. As we turn over to Samach Ches Amid Beis, says the Gemara, what is a payel batol? Amar Abaye explains Abaye, kepayel batol shalisim lacha. Like a payel who's batol from the work that they are doing, the batol minei, that they're in the middle of doing. So if the amount of work money he would take to not work for the day, Rashi says, "Kam adam roitza lito li batal mamlacha kveda kazu." This hard work, lasas mamlacha kala. Once you pay him for that amount, then he is your worker, and then he's allowed on your behalf to sell your goods and give you back the profit. Says the Gemara Shricha. Why do we have to give two cases in the Mishnah? Why? Because the chenveni is not so much work. But he gives so money to buy peiros. There's a lot of work. It's not enough just to give him like a payel batol. The second case, I would have thought awesome. Who did buy a payel batol? Maybe only in that case you'd be like a payel batol. It's a lot of work. It's enough to give him a little mashu. You give him a little bit of a dip, it's enough to pay him. So you would have thought that should be enough. Then no, you still have to pay him like a payel batol. So that's the reason why we had to give two cases in the Mishnah. We continue with the two dots. About 15 lines down, Tanu Rabbanan, four braisos, which the Gemara introduces with the simin, Kama, Izi, Tarnagoylin, Mailin. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Kama Uscharoi, how much is the schar? Bein Meruba, Bein Mu'at, Devir Ameir. Ameir says the dollar value is not the relevance, just has to be some schar that you're paying the worker, the managing partner. Again, I give you the $1,000. So you're the managing partner. So you have to be paid something for your work. Whatever it is enough. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda Tavli Mala Bitzir V'lachli Mala Gregor Zachas Zeh Uzcharei Mamish Hamashu Shaben Yochai Oymer Nosel Uzcharei Mishalem. No, you have to pay what his full wages would be for the work that he is doing. Braisa number one. Braisa number two, Tanu Rabbanan. Ain shaman lay is easing. Excuse me, I apologize. Ain shaman lay as a easing. Velayas are a chalim. Velay called Davar Shin Isav Aichel a mechsa. We don't evaluate any of these items. Lumechsa for half the profit. Rice review diamer shaman as the easing and they should chaleves the milk. But so chalim they should go zezes. You sure off this the hair. Veshaitvais umartais. And you wash it, and it's rinsed and plucked. Because the mice, you can eat the eggs that it produces. Says the Gemara of Tanakama, Giza v'cholav loisapik, l'schara molay umezaynay. Says the Gemara, according to the Tanakama, it's not enough that which the animal produces. Answers the Gemara, b'giza v'cholav kuli amolay pligi. That's not the machlokes over the items that the animal makes. What's the machlekes keep ligi b'nisyuve v'totri? The machlekes is the way and the wool that the animal sheds naturally. Tanakam esarva like karaj b'damar, nois l'schar mishalem. And therefore, that little bit that the animal loses on its own, the way and the wool that it sheds on its own, is not enough payment. And therefore, that little bit is going to be enough to be paying the worker. Tanu Rabbanan, and now we're up to the third braisa. About 20 lines from the bottom, the first line is Tanu Rabbanan. Maskeres isha lechaverta tanagoyles b'shnei afreichim. A woman can rent out a hen to her friend for two afreichim. For a set fee, two fledglings per year. Of course, this friend wants her hen to sit on the eggs to incubate them. If If a woman says to her friend, the hen is mine and the eggs are yours, v'ani v'at nachloik be'afreichim, and we'll divide the chickens that come afterwards, if that's the arrangement they try to make, Rav Yehuda matir, Rav Shimon oiser. Rav Yehuda loy boyi, says the Gemara, schara malay umazaynai. I don't understand, ask the Gemara. How does Rav Yehuda allow this? This is a regular iska, and this seemingly you're not paying them. So how do you allow to split the profit? Says the Gemara, ika beitza maizrais. There are the beitza maizrais, which that the hen owner keeps for their wages. These are the eggs that do not actually grow into chickens. And finally, Tana Rabbanan, and with this we conclude a fourth brisa in arrangements of iska ventures. In a place where they do give the porter's fee in cash, someone who raises a behema malin, then you have to absorb that fee. Ve'in mishanim miminiga medina. Rashbag oimer, shaman agolim imoy, usachim imoy. We evaluate the animal with its mother. Vafilu magshagul alos charkantav lamois. Says the Gemara, how could that be? According to Shem Gamlio, Shvag Lobais Charamoli Mezoinai. How could that be? You're not paying them. How you let it kick the profits? Says the Gemara, Ikaglalim, Vidach, Ikaglalim, Avkurim, Avkalu. There's the Glalim. There's the manure of the animal, which of course is a value. It's used as fertilizer, etc. The Man Dharma says, no, that's Mafkir, and therefore that can't be considered the payment that you make. Pick it up from the two dots, Misiyata Dishmaya.